All right, guys, and what's up to our last Q&A episode of February? We've had some good questions this month, man.
Not bad, not bad. Yeah,
we need more
good ones, though. Send them in. Make sure you send them in.
Yeah, so really quick, to send your questions in so we can answer them on the podcast, all you have to do is hit the link in the show notes to sign up for the Never Zero newsletter. You get a bunch of awesome emails from Jason when you first sign up, and then you get an email every Wednesday. You can reply to any of those with your question, training, nutrition, life in general. And first of all, Jason gets back to all of them, but also we pick a few, one a week every month, to answer here on the podcast. So those are always a lot of fun. But let's get into this one, man. Let's finish February strong.
I have a question about your phone. We're going to have to answer on the podcast at some point.
Right now, or should we get to this question first?
We should probably get to this question.
All right, let's get to this question first, but I want to know what your question is. So this is a little bit of a long email, so I'm going to have to condense it a bit. But essentially, shout out to Zhao, who did the Def Reset and is fired up after doing that. That was a really fun collaboration we did with Jocko's team. We got a lot of awesome feedback from people that did the challenge, did our workouts, and hopefully now are training on the Train Hard app. But even if they're not, hope everyone's keeping their momentum going following that challenge. Without going on a tangent, that's one of the things that I think is really important about these challenges is they're great. You do them for 28 days, 30 days, whatever, but it's all about what you do after and keeping that momentum going. So I hope
they're just like a kickoff. That's right. Yeah.
A jumping off point. But anyway, so let's get to this question. So essentially what it boils down to is having a limited budget for gym equipment, right? So Zhao is in a position right now where he has some kettlebells, some dumbbells, and a jump rope. That's it. That's what he has. He doesn't specify the weights that he has, but it sounds like he has some free weights, not a lot. He also goes on to say he's not a super big guy, right? He's 5'5", 115. So definitely not a big guy, and sounds like he's trying to put on some muscle. So the question all boils down to, what's your recommendation to add some equipment if that's where you're starting? You have some kettlebells, some dumbbells, you have a jump rope. You want to spend, you don't have budget to like, you know, have a decked out garage gym, but where do you start? What do you get your most bang for your buck?
Yeah. So let's just talk about like gear. I wouldn't start off with like flooring or anything to do with the actual facility itself. So that's a nice to have. So later on down the line, if you have the money, you should do horse stall mats, right? You should do rolled flooring. You should do, turf, even if you want to, which is kind of a little bit extreme, but I don't even think that's on the radar. I also don't think for this particular gentleman that like a assault bike or a rower should even be on the particular docket at this time. And here's the reason why. Both of those, whether it's an echo bike, assault bike, or rower, you're looking at about $1,000, let's just say, give or take. If he's trying to gain size and that's one of his major goals, spending $1,000 on a piece of cardio equipment, I just don't think is on the priority list. Do I think eventually he should do it? Of course. But I think for now, there's ups or substitutes you could do. You can go rucking, you could jump rope, you could do jumping jacks, you could go out for a run, you could shuttle run. There's all kinds of cardio tools you could do that are free that you don't need to go out and spend $1,000. So the first thing I would say is what I wouldn't do: horse stall mats, flooring, and cardio equipment that's expensive. That's what I wouldn't do. What I would do is I would prioritize, how do I put maximal loading on my skeletal system, essentially? And you could do that through kettlebells, dumbbells, but mainly, primarily, to really get that loading in, many people would encourage you to use a barbell, myself included. Pulling from the floor, back squatting, pressing, I think are critical to building muscle. So my recommendation would be to identify a squat rack. And preferably, I would have to get one from Rogue that is a rack that you can also do pull-ups on. If you can't afford that, you just have to find a regular rack somewhere, that's fine. They're probably gonna be like $200. But just remember, when it comes to fitness equipment, and I'm gonna say this, like, I really believe this, you get what you pay for. If you go out there and you buy something special from Rogue or another provider, it'll last you for the rest of your life. But if you go out there and you buy something from Kmart or Amazon, it's gonna last you only in a short period of time. And when it comes to fitness equipment, you want to be really careful what you buy, because if something breaks, you don't want to be underneath it when it breaks. So go to Rogue, buy something right. I'd buy a regular squat rack, which is going to be about, I don't know, $700, depending on the one you get. I would get a barbell and I'd get some bumper plates. That's where I would start.
Yeah. If you're picking and choosing between, like, if you're really like picking your battles, would you go first barbell, like a squat rack and a barbell? Or would you go barbell and weights?
I'd go barbell and weights.
Barbell and weights, right? Yeah. Because you can deadlift off the ground. You can do rows off the ground. You can do a good amount of stuff off the ground before you necessarily have to, like, you know, have, I think it's a nice to have to be able to, for example, strict press off a rack. Yeah. Obviously you'll be limited on how much you could squat, but even, you know, for this particular athlete, I think, you know, doing some front squats with what you can pick up off the ground could be really powerful if you're at the point where you're picking one or the other.
But for sure.
But I agree that ideally you get yourself a squat rack, something you can do pull-ups, vertical pull, huge to have. There's just so much versatility once you have that setup.
Yeah, once you have that setup, I think there's just so many ways you can go. Now, here's something else I would add to that. Well, if you weren't able to afford a squat rack, I would also then encourage you to learn the technique to get the bar to your shoulder. So learn how to power clean effectively, practice it, because the more efficient you become at that, the more you could load that up and get into a front squat position, right? But what I would say above all else is that if you're like what I like to say, like balling on a budget, right? And you can't do much, you can get sandbags, right? You could get a ruck, you could get kettlebells, dumbbells, anything that you could find that's loaded and work tempo. So if something comes up on our app and it's like, hey, do this, but maybe you don't have that type of loading and it feels too easy the way we're describing it,
slow it down.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, like the other day I was doing a Train Hard Men's Club and we were doing pushups and I was like, all right. Like there was some guys like, oh yeah, banging out a bunch. I'm like, all right, cool. All good. Throw on a backpack. They threw on a backpack with 20 to 40 pounds in it. And it's just a night and day different stimulus, right? Mm-hmm. So just, I would say get creative with the type of loading you do, but you can also get creative with the type of tempo you're using to make it harder on you.
Yeah. Two pieces that I would add about, like, you know, trying to have equipment on a budget. One is gymnastics rings. Like gymnastics rings, if you have a place where you can hang
pretty
them.
Pretty versatile.
Yeah, super versatile. You can do pulling exercises, vertical pulls, pull-ups, you know, if you can get into a dip position and stuff, if you have a place to hang them. And that way you don't necessarily need the pull-up bar or the rack just yet.
Right.
And you can get a pretty inexpensive pair. The other thing is I definitely have to plug our friends at Garage Gym Reviews, because I think they do a really good job. While I completely agree with you that you get what you pay for when it comes to gym equipment, I think that there are some off-brand options. We love Rogue, but there are some off-brand options that are going to be better for others. So if you go on the Rogue website and you're like, man, I would love to go there, but it's just a little out of budget.
Right.
I think that that's a good resource to go to so that you're not like fishing blind on like Amazon and stuff, and you're finding something that at least you're getting decent value for what you're getting. Those guys do a good job.
Yeah, the Garage Gym Review guys, they do a good job because they actually really analyze these things.
And like, they test it.
Like, and they test
they
it
all. They buy everything. Like I've seen some crazy videos where they take like barbells and like load it up a bunch and drop it.
See
if it's gonna bend, if it's gonna break. And some definitely do if you go cheap, but some are like better than others. So it's a good place to maybe go check out if there are some options. But man, like gym equipment, stuff that you're going to use, hopefully, I mean, you should for the rest of your life, right?
Buy it right, like, buy it once.
Yep.
Like I would really encourage that, you know, like I've just been burned so many times, like not so much with like equipment, because I've had a partnership with Rogue for a long time, but before them, man, back in the day, dude, I used to get some equipment from overseas and bro, dude, I remember these wall balls one time. Wall balls for some reason were always the worst. And actually we were procuring equipment for some of the gyms we had over in Asia. And dude, they would just start falling apart like immediately. And well, like
wall balls don't fall apart. Wall ball is the exercise. Medicine balls.
You know what I mean? Medicine ball. And dude, just like the amount of shit that would just come out of them. And you're like, dude, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Or plates crumbling, like especially 10s and 15s. I mean,
and then you have to replace them.
And then you have to replace them.
Yeah.
So by the time you're looking at it long term, just buy it right. Do it once. But if you can't afford any of that stuff, there's always ways to get loading if you look at like sandbag type work. And our friends over at GoRuck are doing a pretty good job right now, I think building some insurgence in this idea of like sandbag training, because like, bro, that's what we use for the Train Hard Men's Club. And you just buy these bags for, they're still pretty expensive because they're really well built. But then you just go to the beach or you go to your local hardware store, get sand, load them up. And dude, those things get heavy as hell really quickly.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point that I didn't think about, but I think that that's also, if you're talking about versatility.
Oh yeah.
And being able to do a whole bunch of different things, you can fill it up all the way. You can fill it up halfway. You can do a lot of things with sandbags. They're definitely not like super, super cheap per se. And I think that it's even more important to buy quality there, because the last thing you want is a sandbag that's like, you know,
leaking sand all over the place. Yeah.
But that's also another really good option.
Yeah. You know what I didn't think about actually, if you were really, really on a budget, and you bought 100-pound sandbag. Like, dude, first off, 100-pound sandbag, for those of you who haven't lifted it, it's heavy. Like, it's not that easy to get to your shoulder. but you feel it 100 pounds and you do like deadlifts with it, you do stuff. And then maybe one day you want to do like a 50-pound workout. I wonder, I mean, it wouldn't be ideal, but I wonder if you could just take some of the sand out and still be able to get a nice stimulus that way, right? You know what I mean? And then put the sand back in. I mean, yeah. Like there's ways to do this where you don't have to spend a bunch of money.
For sure. And I think that like a good way, unless you had something else, but I think a good way to like wrap this up a little bit is you don't have to get caught up in how expensive the equipment is and having like the garage gym that you see on Instagram that has everything and looks beautiful, has the best like rolled flooring and like nice flags hanging up. Like, is that the dream for all of us? Absolutely. But like, you can start with just a couple dumbbells, a couple kettlebells, a barbell, pair of rings. And dude, you can like improve your fitness substantially.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that you should be striving for is like grit, hard work, training hard, getting results, putting in the work, and not like having a super nice setup. Like that could come. Like even for me, I've had to like kind of put myself in check and be like, I could get these different things. Like I have horse stall mats and sometimes they separate when it's cold outside. It's like, dude, just deal with it. Like don't go out. Like over time, maybe I could invest more into it. But right now, when I walk into our garage, I want it to feel grimy. I want it to feel like this is where work goes down at. And that's the vision that I have. And I think for anybody listening, it's like, if you're on a budget, like, dude, you could have that just with a set of dumbbells. You walk in your garage, there's a set of dumbbells laying on cold concrete. Hell yeah. You know, that's where work gets done, you know?
That's it, man. It's not about the equipment, not about how nice it is. Like you get super fit off some like, you know, crummy equipment for lack of a better word.
That's it, man.
All right, dude. Until next month. This is the last one for February. We'll see you guys in March.
All right.